our sister, our friend, supporter, and sister of the Iceman. Shout out to the Iceman.
Yeah.
Rebecca. I don't like saying your last name because I don't want to mess it up.
No one can.
So. Breaking rules.
Hey, everybody.
Rebecca, how you been?
Vern, I've been okay.
All right. Well, you know, it's your time to come back and shine. We had, I wouldn't call it a situation, right, guys? We were having a conversation about bullying. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we call our expert and say, hey, we want you on the show. Come on the show and help us out. So we want to talk bullying. And, of course, if you have anything that you guys are doing with DV, we want to know about that. You want to start off with DV and then we go into bullying, or do you want to finish off?
Any way you want to do it.
I'm going to give you
control. And actually,
control.
I just want to point out that my good friend Rainier said, oh, we're going to talk about the transgender law in North Carolina. This is all he told me.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right, because I'm good.
All right. Yeah, that's right.
Ray
lied. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's your guy.
Yeah.
That's
my guy. Right there. My guy.
Yeah.
I said some other stuff.
You didn't say some other stuff. Don't make me pull up the messenger.
So, what's going on with DV?
You mean as a program?
Yeah, of course.
Well, as most of you out there know who have listened to this show before, Columbia Green Domestic Violence runs two domestic violence shelters, one in Columbia County, one in Greene County. We have a transitional apartment building. We also have two non-residential services offices where we assist clients obtaining orders of protection through family court. We assist them through the criminal court process. We work with men, women, and children. And we are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 518-943-9211. Oh, we also do educational presentations in the community.
Men, women, and children.
Absolutely.
Ratio, men to women, children.
You know what? I can tell you in especially the non-residential programs, about 10% of our clientele are men.
For real?
In the shelter programs, we run far more women and children. I think in the past year, I've had seven males, adult males in shelter.
Wait.
Two counties.
In shelter, meaning?
In shelter.
They were in a domestic situation. And
yes.
They, oh.
Absolutely.
Wow. They don't talk about that, about the women that's out there doing that.
No, they don't. And violence affects everyone.
Yeah.
And abusive relationship can look like many different things. It can be woman on man on man, woman on woman. It has all of those different facets. Victims come in all ages, shapes, sizes, and races.
Wow.
And by the way, we don't care what sex you were born to come into our shelters.
Yeah, I hope not.
Don't care at all. Nope.
That's why you're so understanding. That is good having you around. You're understanding.
I have my moments.
Yeah. So we want to talk bullying. We want to talk bullying in a little bit of depth. Like, I think one of the questions that I had was, like, is bullying a learned behavior? Like, does it start, like, from your family? Like, if your mom's a bully and your grandma's a bully and your great-grandma's a bully? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Nature's versus nurture. Like, you've been taught this behavior.
Not even taught. I mean, if you just saw it.
Well, if you see it, you're learning it. Children learn what they live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've all read that poem, and it's true. Are they kids learning it at home? I think to some degree. Are they learning it from society to some degree? Even adults, if you figured out that you can push people far enough and get your way, to a certain degree, it's a learned behavior. I definitely think it's a learned behavior. I don't think it's something genetic.
Is everybody at some point a bully?
Here's the thing. Could you be accused of being a bully? Sure. It's not in really always your intention, but it is in the perception. But bullying's a pattern. It's not a one-time event. So you may think, even though I'm talking to you kindly and, you know, begging you to get assistance with, you know, the scrape on your hand, that I'm bullying you. But I'm not. I'm asking you as a friend to take care of this. Could you perceive that as bullying? Because I'm trying to exert power and control and cajole you into doing something.
So that is the definition of bullying?
It's exerting power and control and using threats or intimidations of violence or harm. So, you know what? It could be something that I would think is as innocuous as, come on, Vern, you don't want everyone to think you're a big wimp. You don't want everyone to know that you couldn't even go get a Band-Aid.
Yeah, but
and if that goes on and on and on, and that's a constant thing with you and I, yeah, that would be, that'd be bullying.
So what if we're just playing the dozens, like a lot of kids do when you grow up? You know, your mother sold this, your right. uncle sold that. Is that bullying? If you're really good, like take for example, Slay is really good. He's a comedian.
Right.
So when he cooks people, that's what you call when you right. getting really. When he cooks people, is he being a bully?
I wouldn't think so, but that's my perception.
Okay, what about the person that's actually getting cooked?
That's up to them. But is Slay doing that to gain some kind of power and control over them? That's the important factor. Is it a pattern? Is it every time he sees that person, he's doing it so that they never park their car in his spot or something? It's got to have those components, a pattern, and to gain something.
Yeah. All right. I guess. I mean, this is one of those topics, again, that is really hard, you know, to get a grasp on. But I'm going to ask you some myths, and you can clear them up, and maybe it could help out a little bit.
He sounds so depressed.
No.
He really wanted me to be confused.
I was like, what just happened?
He's all sad. He wanted me to say,
Slay? You getting bullied, man?
He wanted me to say was, Slay is the biggest bully in all of Columbia County.
That's not what... See, because the way that you're explaining it, the reason why it's confusing is the way that you're saying it is always the person to decide. And sensitive people, like, when we get together... All of us get together. That's what we do. You know, we crack on people.
Right.
We don't think it's bullying. But if someone in our group is sensitive.
And if someone in your group feels that you're doing that as a pattern, it's every time you're together.
No, every time we're together, we're going to do it.
And it's to gain power and control over them in some manner. Yes, they could feel bullied. Yes.
It's just whack to me. I'm sorry. That's why I dumbed it down because I didn't want to say that's whack to me. That's whack. That's what we do. We get together. We make fun of each other.
Group of friends. I mean, that's very much the same group of friends that.
Well, if you bring some, if he brings you over, they're probably going to talk about you too.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would expect that, or I'd feel like an outsider. But that's me.
in that explanation or that example, correct me if I'm wrong, Rebecca. I always felt like it was the person who was under that scrutiny or the jokes or the if it was unwarranted or if they've expressed a desire for you to stop or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's...
The person who's being joked on always thinks it's unwarranted. I'm about to
say. Of course.
Right.
I think what more he said was, their expression for the person to stop. And, if it's something that that the person doesn't like, and every time you see them, you on them again, then that creates a pattern of that behavior where, you just tearing that person down for your own
gratification. Look at that. Slay just nailed it.
Yeah, well, that's what Slay does. But I just, I'm just looking at it then at any point of all of our lives, we've been bullied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've been bullied and we bullied.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things that you're going to be a part of. So my first question is, bullying is just a stage, a normal part of life. I went through it. My kids will too. Myth or fact?
You know what? It's not just a stage. I'm going to say myth because it's something that, yes, we all experience, but it's not something we all have to accept. And it's not something we have to teach our kids to accept. Mm-hmm. Nor is that going to be my response to my kid. Nor has it been my response to my kid.
Right. Yeah, I could agree with that. I mean, everybody's going to be some sort of bully. I mean, there's also a thing with your children called adultism, where, you feel like because you are the adult that you are all-knowing and, you might not give your kids a chance to speak up, and especially in our community, where that's called talking back. Yeah. Stuff like that.
If I tell someone, it'll just make it worse.
Well, I'm sure it says myth on that piece of paper. However, can you guarantee that it's not going to make it worse? I would hope that it wouldn't make it worse for a child or an adult who's being bullied in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
But the important part is documentation, and creating that paper trail, even for a kid. This is who I told. This was their response. And keeping that documentation together.
In our community... If you tell,
it's making it worse.
You're a snitch.
Yep.
So now that's probably going to make you know, you bully even more, so.
Right. That's why I said it probably says myth, but.
Just stand up for yourself and hit them back.
I have two answers to this.
Okay.
I don't ever condone violence. But I think that every human being has a natural breaking point. And if someone is up on me and they're putting hands on me, you've got to bet your life that I'm not standing there with my hands in my pockets.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree with that, too. And, like, I know people think, like, and I was watching The Wire last night. Shout out to The Wire. They should bring it back. But one of the kids on there, he went to the boxing ring because he was getting beat up. And basically, you know, the dude told him, like, you think just because, like, you know, you learn how to fight and you might beat up this kid that you're never going to be bullied again. You really got to look at, you know, yourself and, you know, what you would want. And he said, if, you know, you go at this kid and you beat him up, that doesn't mean the next kid is going to say, oh, I'm going to back down now, or
right,
or now I'm going to get a gun or weapon and stuff like that. And so, like, that's always, like, the stereotypical, all right, well, you get bullied, you go upside his head with something, and, you know, we just think, poof, that bully's going to go away. But what happens when that bully now comes back and goes upside, and it just creates a bad cycle of, you know, bad things happening.
I agree with Slay. Mm-hmm. 90% of the time, actually.
Bullying is a school problem. The teachers should handle it.
No. Are you kidding me? No. Do you know how many kids are in that room? I get that teachers need to document when it's reported, but it does not fall solely upon the teacher. I think it needs to fall in the school districts.
On a district?
When it happens on the school property or at a school function.
Okay.
And it's reported by a child. Yes.
Okay. Like I said, I wanted to talk a little bit about workplace bullying also. Can you kind of give an overview of workplace bullying, and then I'll ask you some questions?
It's the same thing, except different location. With adults, it's going to be probably more pervasive and sneakier, more underhanded, but still the exact same thing, pattern, in order to gain power and control over that other person within the workplace or to tank their career.
I mean, but to gain power and control, what if you're being bullied by your manager? He already has power and control.
But there are people out there who really just crave even more power and control.
Oh, they want
by power and control the fear.
Or they want to exert their power,
right,
and control, like to show you, like, I know you know, but I want to make sure you know I'm in charge. Don't
you forget it. People who get bullied are victims.
Well, yes, they're being victimized. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I agree with that.
Okay. Relax.
No, listen. This is the thing, Vern. I always feel like I have to.
No.
I have to be ready with you.
No. Victims are authors of their own misfortune.
That's a baloney. Are you kidding me? You're a victim because something was done to you, not because you did something.
Mm-hmm.
Baloney.
Rebecca, unless Ray, you want to move down, you can go to Slay Shot. Diddy had to make moves, so now you don't have no backup, Rebecca.
I can't believe I just lost him. Because, you know, Ray didn't prepare me for this, so.
Yeah, well.
You're always prepared.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. I got to turn you down a little bit, Ray. You're a little deeper than Slay.
Yeah, Slay's quiet.
But surely victims must do something to invite the bullying.
No. What, you think someone's running around with a t-shirt that says, bully me? No.
No, they exist.
Well, I mean, Rebecca, I mean, that's more of a clinical answer. I mean, of course no one's running around with a t-shirt, but I mean, like, can you give me more of an answer that's more like an example or something? Like, because in the neighborhood, you might bully somebody or tease someone because, I don't know, their shoes don't match. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, why come outside with mismatched shoes on knowing that you could be teased? You know what I mean?
Because maybe that's what you had to put on.
Yeah.
Right. So do I think that victims create that? No. Do I think a set of circumstances could create that? I guess, sure. Especially with kids.
It takes two to tango.
Well, yeah, it does. You don't want to tango by yourself.
Yeah. That's the humor you guys got down at DV.
No, we're very funny people. It does take two to tango, but your bullying is something being done to one person by another. Just because the other person exists doesn't mean they're tangoing.
Right, right, right. Victims are weak and inadequate.
No, bullies are weak and inadequate. Victims survive this stuff and come out the other side. Well, and become survivors.
Yeah.
What does the bully become at the end?
A bigger bully.
Right. Or they learn to stop that behavior.
But you would consider a bully weak? I mean, I guess in a certain mind frame, but...
I think I would consider them weak because in my experiences, most of the bullies that I've ever seen or encountered, they only preyed on people who they knew they had to drop on. They would never go out their way to bully someone that they knew would respond in a manner that was going to meet them with the same energy that they was putting out. So for me, in my experiences, I would say, yeah, they are weak.
I don't think so. I think that, you know what, in some forums, I think that I could be perceived as being weak. But most forums wouldn't feel that way. So I guess it also depends on what forum you're in. Could I seem nervous and shy and an introvert in some places? Sure.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying, like, I understand the type of bullies that Red are talking about. But, I mean, most of the bullies that I knew, they just bullied everybody. Everybody got in line or you just stayed out of their way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I see as weak meaning something wrong with their inner self weak.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when you hear the word weak, you think, like, not strong.
Yeah.
Right.
Victims are loners. Victims are not team players.
That's not true. I think that the incidence of bullying can be lessened when you have buddies around, and that's what they teach kids in school, mm-hmm. is to kind of stay in pairs or threes or fours. But I don't think that victims are loners by any means. You know what? I'm not a loner. I'm pretty social. But you could find me alone at any given time, just given the right set of circumstances. So I don't think there's a personality profile to fit a victim.
Oh, victims are sensitive and oversensitive.
Not necessarily. No. I don't think there's a personality profile that fits a victim. I think that these myths sound more, but like, how can we blame the victims for having been victimized?
No, I think these are more like just myths.
Common perceptions.
Yeah, common perceptions, yeah. That
are victim blaming? Yes.
I'm not really into that victim blaming, victim shaming, all that stuff. I mean... I don't know.
What do you think it doesn't happen?
Well, I just think that now we come up with a term for every little thing that happens.
Well, no,
you know?
We've been using victim blaming for decades and decades and years.
It just seems like everything has a term for it.
It does.
You know?
And some stuff has a wrong term for it, but victim blaming happens.
I just, can you explain it to me then?
We as a society want to figure out in our own heads how acts happen to other people and they don't happen to us. So when you hear about a domestic violence incident where a man has been beaten bloody by his girlfriend, well, she must have been some big woman, or he must not have been very manly. It's the answers in our head that try to place the blame on that victim so that we can assure ourselves that it couldn't happen to us. Even when you hear about muggings. Okay, so take the personal side out of it. You hear about a mugging.
Mm-hmm.
The first thought in your head, the hell was she doing walking down Columbia Street carrying a Gucci purse in the first place at 3 a.m.?
Well, what the hell was she doing?
Doesn't matter. What the hell was the mugger doing at 3 a.m. looking for somebody to mug?
Because that's what muggers do.
Right, but that's who we should be blaming, not the person who whose car broke down, who had to go for a phone because their cell phone was dead.
I understand that, but I mean, come on, like, us three, we can go somewhere. Like, we can go to Compton, you know what I mean? And if we go to Compton and we got the wrong colors on, are we victims or did we just go to the wrong place at the wrong time? You know, it's
we're
not victim.
Victims if we went to the wrong place at the wrong time.
Well, we should have thought it out. We should have been prepared, right? I'm not saying things can't happen when you don't think it out, but I mean, nothing's going to happen to you on Columbia Street. But for real, someone's in a situation.
No, I mean, I know what you're saying, but sometimes situations come along, a lot of times in our life, that we don't foresee.
Okay. I can live with that.
And I don't think you can always prepare, like you hinted on, touched on a little bit, V. Like, you can't prepare yourself for, okay, I'm going here. You don't think nothing of it. I'm just going to grab a bite to eat, or maybe I'm going to the store to grab a loaf of bread and some milk, whatever the case may be. You don't know that there's a guy who was casing that store and you walked in there right when he was in the middle of doing whatever he was doing and you got caught up in that situation. You know what I mean? Like, you can't really 100% for certain situations when you live in a certain lifestyle. I feel like, yeah, you can prepare, like, okay, like with the example of Compton. If I know I'm going to Compton, I know to some degree what to expect when I go there. So I know, okay, I'm going to make sure I take proper precaution when I'm going there because I know what could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't foresee that in every situation. So, I mean, in some situations, yeah, it could have been prevented, but should they have happened just because you didn't take the steps to prevent it?
No. I think that's the part, yeah. But I just didn't understand the victim blaming in the examples, that's all. I mean, when I leave the house, I'm prepared for whatever might happen.
Yeah.
Now, the whole somebody casing the store, I didn't know he was doing that. But if he come over on my side, I got a surprise for him. Because just the way I grew up, I just grew up in a certain way. Like, when I take the garbage out, I go the same way as if I'm getting on the subway to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way I live my life, and that's the way I've always lived. And mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of people are just like me. Mm-hmm. That been through the things I've been through and more, and even taking the garbage out, somebody can catch you slipping.
And I think that's where for a lot of people the mentalities differ, is that you grew up, like you said, you grew up in a certain light where you had to be prepared for certain things at certain time, for, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you prepare accordingly. Even if you're not living in an area where that's going to happen or that is likely to happen, you're going to prepare accordingly. But then you have some people who are looking at it like, look, everything – my life is good. I don't have no reason to bother nobody. They don't got no reason to bother me. I'm going to go outside, and I should be left alone.
Here's my question, and to you too also, Rebecca. Have you ever been in a situation and something happened, and then you're mad at yourself because you allowed it to happen? Like, I know better. Like, how could I? Like, what if you went out drunk and you took cash and you didn't put it in your pocketbook and you put it in your pocket and you went to get it and you lost the money? Like, I know that to put the money in my pocket when I've been drinking. It go in my shoe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, have you ever been in a situation
like that?
It never
goes in my shoe because I'm always kicking them off.
Yeah, well, you know.
But anyway, I think that every one of us as human beings has been in that situation.
Uh-huh.
But when we talk about victim blaming, we talk about specifically looking at the victim and saying, you caused this. Now, far more prevalent in interpersonal violence.
Right.
When you look at rapes, you look at domestic violence, you look at domestic assaults, things like that. There's a reason where psychologically we try to separate it out.
Yeah.
But you're also, you know, victims fall in love with who they fall in love with. And there are a lot of reasons victims don't leave.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We talk about this
every
time we're here. And I know you guys got it, so I'm preaching to the choir. But that's more what we're talking about with victim blaming. And as human beings, we look for a reason why we're not the weakest link.
Now, quick
Slays
interruption.
Back.
Yeah.
Y'all let Rebecca get away with one.
All right. Well, what'd you get away with? help me out.
Because Slay wasn't here.
She should have got a thugger.
I can't thugger the guess.
You've thuggered me before.
Well, she look what happened. Listen, look, I'm victim blaming. They blaming me. Every time I do it.
I said, that's the whole room. General consensus now.
I didn't catch it.
Now, she said, well, what was the mugger doing out this time of night?
And I said,
like, obviously.
I did say.
For people to mug.
I said he was mugging.
Listen, it might have been a bad example, but I don't think that was thugger worthy.
Yes, that has to be.
It has,
you're asking why this man is out there doing his job.
You ain't even.
That's not a job, Slay.
Well, that's his job. job.
That's his job.
He's a mugger. He's a mugger. That's
fine.
At least they got
fine.
A name. They have a name for it.
I'll take
everything.
My slug. I'll take my thug out.
I was surprised y'all let that go. I said, I don't know. Vern didn't.
You must have missed it. No, I heard, wait a minute.
I heard he had the perfect response, but there was no follow-up. So I was like, I don't know.
I'm here, and I'm the person that give out the thugger, and sometimes I get bullied. I get bullied a lot.
You better stop.
No, really.
Victim blaming.
Look, last week, Ray was all over me, wasn't he?
See, I didn't deserve that.
You always give it to me for no reason. There's a pattern.
You bullied me into giving me thuggers all the time.
Nah. It was a group decision. All right, Rebecca, let's what about this? You know they always say, if you see something, say something. Do you recommend that if someone is being bullied and someone is seeing it, that they step in? Do they take that chance of turning that attention from the person to themselves?
This was my 5:30 freestyle. You just killed it.
Oh, cause I'm,
save it. Save it.
Don't answer it. Let's go to 5:30 freestyle.
That's a great segue.
Yeah.
It really was.
No, I got it. Don't worry. Here we go.
Four and three and two. Let's go. Yeah, it's drive time, sharing our thoughts on the miscellaneous, bringing pain, laughter, and truth from off the cranium, from JNB courtside to Skittles for killing vibes, from local bar closing time to learning about suicide. We're bringing you everything you could think of. Time for us to talk about whatever we could think of. Drive time.
I didn't bring that one? Oh, yeah.
Jay to be in the beginning.
Yeah, nah. I grabbed the other one. Because the thing is all messed up. I couldn't find Slays. All right, Rebecca, you want to start off then?
Yeah. Right. By the way, still am I still the only guest who's brought a 5:30 freestyle?
I don't think so.
Knucklehead and Q-Hat. Yeah, but they're not really guests.
They're not really guests.
Yeah, you might be.
They're regular features.
Yeah, you might be, yeah.
Okay, so you're walking down the street. Uh-huh. And
what street?
Warren.
Okay.
So you're walking down Warren Street. You're just taking a walk, and you see a woman who is beating on a man, mm-hmm. and she's screaming at him about how useless he is. He's holding his hands up. He's begging her to stop. Do you get involved?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Hudson has about 536,000 cameras in a police station. They should be able to do their job and come out and help him. I'm not helping him.
Not even in that instant, like in the middle crisis.
No, if it was the other way around, but no. I don't know what could I do? What could I say? Bro, you all right? what do you say?
What you say is you could call Rebecca at Columbia Green. Yeah. Ray, how about you?
She in the middle of beating him? Yeah. I probably break it up. I'd be like, come on, man. Like, if y'all.
Man.
I'm not going to go crazy with it because if she take a swing at me, I'm leaving it alone. But I might at least attempt to be like, yo, you know, y'all out in the street. You can go to jail, miss, chill. Like, you know, try to appeal to her some kind of sense of humanity. Maybe she'll stop. But if she take a swing at me, I'm leaving it alone and I'm going about my merry business. But I'll try to stop it. I'll try. Politely and very cautiously, but I'll try.
I'm going to say, like, there's a breakdown in the culture that we live in. And that's the reason why that I would just keep it moving. Because the way we grow up is that you mind your business. And if you get involved in those type of situations, there's a potential for you to get hurt. So even though that might not be the right answer, the society that we grow up in, that's the reality, unfortunately. Yep.
I think that's a fair answer. I mean, I don't think there really is a wrong answer to this one. There was a study done. I actually stole this from Facebook. There were an actor and an actress who went out, and they actually went into Busy City Park. And the first skit they did, he was abusing her and beating on her.
I've seen that.
People jumped him. But when she was doing the same thing to him, there was like three or four women who stepped in and said, you can't do that to him. Stop. No men stepped in.
No.
And it was crazy. But I think that's a consideration too, Slay, is are you putting yourself in danger? Do you call for other help? Do you report the incident to the police? Whatever. And I don't think there's a right or wrong answer.
Yeah, I couldn't help him. I mean, it wouldn't be, nah.
We got a little teachable 530. That
yeah,
was a teachable.
Yeah, that was a good one right there.
It definitely was.
Ray, you got one?
Brand new, talking to someone. Only been dating about a month, nothing serious. You've been going out on a couple of dates, things like that. Kind of still in the courting phase. His or her birthday is approaching.
Mm-hmm.
Are you obligated to buy a gift? And if so, is there a limitation on how much you're willing to spend?
How long you been dating, you said again?
About a month.
I think if you're dating, I just got one question, maybe because I'm old school, but what is dating?
Like, you've been going out, exclusive. You know, dinner.
Exclusive?
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. I just wanted to make sure. Yeah. Yeah. I'm definitely buying a gift. And probably, we're a month in.
Yeah. Is there a limitation?
I'm gonna go some pimp style. I'm gonna try to make a good impression. You know, I'm gonna spend a little bit of money. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, just it might not be so much the money, mm-hmm, but it mm-hmm might be like whatever I gathered from her in that month's time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Maybe some little trinkets, you know, mm-hmm, little thing. But I'm probably gonna do something over the top just because I'm only a month in, so
yeah.
I gotta make sure, you know, you make a good impression.
Yeah.
Well, you're only a month in. You don't really even know the person. I'm sorry. So for me, it's going to be something really thoughtful, really awesome, but not too over the top because, A, if this works out, I have to keep up to that standard of excellence for the rest of this relationship. And B, if it doesn't work out, I have now just spent how much? No. So I'm going to go thoughtful, but not over the top.
But, okay.
You want to argue with me? Come on.
No, I just want to ask you a question. But I want to ask you a question, but I'll wait till Slay and Ray
go. You sure you don't want to ask me a question now?
No. I mean, I got to go in order. I'll get
thugged. All right. Just check it.
I'll get thugged.
You should get thugged.
You should stop trying to bully me. It's a pattern now. It's like the third time in 10 minutes.
It's a pattern.
Yeah.
I'm going to so far go with the consensus. I'm going to do something thoughtful. Maybe, like, it might not necessarily be a gift. Maybe more so along the lines, like, taking her out to a favorite restaurant that she never gets to go to, and flowers, things like that. Show her a good time throughout the entire day of her birthday, as opposed to, like, a specific gift. Yeah, I mean, I always looked at it like a dinner, taking her to her favorite place and stuff like that is something that you can keep up with, because like you said, if you go too low on the gift, you run the risk of getting looked at like a cheapskate, and if you go too over the top, then like Rebecca said, you have to live up to that. If this relationship continues and gets even more serious later on down the road, you got to live up to whatever you did the first birthday. So I'm gonna play cool. Nice little dinner, your favorite spot. Whatever you want to do for that day, we'll go and partake in those activities, and then that's how we'll spend your birthday.
All right.
I mean, for me, it's a thin line. Like, I got to go with the consensus, because you want to do something big enough that you make an impression to show, like, you know, I'm different, but also, you know, you're only a month in, so you can't do nothing too over the top where, you know, it's going to be like, if it doesn't work out, you lost out on mm-hmm something. So, I mean, you would just have to play the creative side, I would say. You definitely get a gift,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm
I think you go more the creative side. And, you know, the creative side is a little bit cheaper, but it has a lot more effect, so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like the way you
play,
put that.
You play that side.
I like the way you put that.
So, but I mean, so my piggyback is, within this month, mm-hmm, you took her down?
No. We didn't get there yet.
Oh, right. Well, I'm not going to spend,
I mean, either you're not going to spend, or you have to go big.
No.
You got to go over the top.
Yo, this I'm might not be your day. This
Lord, yo, that, yeah, that's it, your,
it
your
won't,
point.
It won't be my day.
It might be her.
Well, you said it, but you said exclusively, so I'm figuring a month in. Man, listen.
It might not just happen yet. It just didn't happen yet. Birthday rolled around. It just ain't happening yet.
My attention span.
Yo, B is... Yo, V is a nut.
What? Well, I'm just saying, like, you're exclusive with somebody for a month, and what are you doing? Like, yeah. I mean, yeah. No, that's not taking it slow. Then you're not exclusive. That means you're doing whatever. Like, I see you if I see you.
I mean, you know, some people have a 90-day rule.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's true. Some.
So let me. I'll go next because this goes along the same lines. I can write it right off of this. So, you've been exclusive for a month with this partner. Since we have Rebecca here, I don't want to have to. Now you go shopping, and while out shopping, you notice that your partner steals something. Do you stay with this person, or do you just end it there?
I'll go first. It's a wrap, and in the words of Slay Diddy in the Frenzy, skitter your ass to the car. Because 30 days in, if you're that comfortable around me to take something in front of me, that means, in my mind, it's going to get worse if we stay together longer. It's 30 days in, and you already... It's still wrong, but if we was 6 months, a year, year and a half, 2 years or something down the road and you felt that comfortable, okay, maybe. But the first 30 days, yeah, I'm going to feel like, yeah, she might be a klepto and she's testing the waters. And guess what? There's no water here. I'm out. It's over.
I'm good with it. I'm just going to have a conversation afterwards. Like, you ain't got to steal nothing. You want it, I'll get it for you. But the stealing, you can't do that around me. I mean people are people.
You didn't get her no birthday present.
Yeah, it's 30 days in.
She went out and stole something.
This a new girl or the same girl?
This is the same girl. No. 1 month in.
Same girl, you still haven't.
And I ain't take down?
No.
Hypothetically, stealing, listen, I grew up with people that steal all the time. I mean, I'm not afraid of that. I'm just going to say you can't be stealing with me when I'm with you. Don't put me in jeopardy. That's not going to make me stop talking to her.
She going to be might an make accomplice
me,
one day.
It might make me say I'm going to keep you around because I'm probably going to need some stuff. No, I'm not going to stop talking to her because she stole something. Just don't do it when I'm there.
It's going to be mad embarrassing when y'all walking out the door, the thing go off.
Excuse me, sir. You and your lady come with me?
You and your lady. I ain't got nothing on me.
It's going to be her. You in as an accomplice. I call her that. You an accomplice. You an accessory.
Rebecca?
I didn't have a microphone because, hell no. We're done. I agree with Ray. You're that comfortable 30 days in. No, we're headed to felonies for our 6 month anniversary. No, I'm sorry. You're dishonest and I'm out.
I mean, for me, stealing is too weird for me. Like, a part of me gonna be like, dang, you a thug or something like that. Like, I might, you know, need you to boost some things. But another part of me, like, I saw a meme a couple of days ago on Facebook where it was like a dude laying with a girl. He was like, yeah, you know, I laid my arm around her and my leg around her, and she thought it was so cute, thought that I was cuddling, but really I was getting a hold of her so she don't steal nothing while I'm asleep. So, like, that would be my fear, is that you're going to steal from me because, you know, a thief can't be trusted. Like, that's expect the thief to be.
And that's an aspect of it.
And there's no honor among thieves. Yeah.
You guys are all prudes, man. People make mistakes. People have only a month in.
No. That's not a mistake. I took this TV from Walmart. It's not a mistake.
I mean, come on. Stealing a TV. Now, that's the come on.
If you're stealing because you're hungry and in need, I get it. But if you stealing because you needed some more lip gloss.
Yeah.
Right. No, not okay.
You just wanted it because it's nice. Like, you're going to wake up one morning, man, your Alabama T-shirt's going to be gone.
I'm telling you, like, I'm just different like that. I'm not going to trip on. I'm going to say something, like, afterwards, like, yo, you just can't do that with me. I won't get down like that. If you wanted it, I would have got it for you. But some people do it for the thrill. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, some people like to live on the edge, and that's the thrill.
My personality doesn't match up with the thrill because – like, say my remote control falls in between the cushions and I'm looking for it. I'm going to be like, I know you be stealing, like, my remote. Like,
wait a minute,
everything
man.
That go, remote. Everything that goes missing, I'm going to be like, yo, she stole it.
So
like,
just because somebody, well, then, Well, then can I piggyback?
Yeah.
So that means that anybody that you know still, you don't let come to your crib.
Yeah.
No. Right. That's you don't crazy. Trust those people.
You gotta watch them.
Man, you're crazy.
Right. No, you don't trust those people.
What are you talking about? I got some of my good friends still, man.
Listen, if you out here stealing, you just out here blatantly, look, five-finger discount and everything, you cannot hang around my house. And if you are around my house, I got to watch you like a hawk. Mm. No, because... like Slay said, there's no honor among thieves. And
but I'm not
stealing,
a thief. So what? There's no honor among thieves. That's them when they together. I'm not.
Yeah,
no,
but
I'm
but
not a thief.
That means that a person that's a thief, like they have no honor. That means like they'll steal from
anybody's,
anyone.
Yeah,
but I don't agree with that. I think that's very big generalization. I think there's some cool ass thieves that will not steal from you, dog.
But the bottom line is like, you know, they're a thief.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so what makes you a thief?
You be stealing stuff that don't belong to you.
I mean, what if, so you never took nothing?
When I was little?
Yeah,
no,
when I was a kid.
So you're a thief.
I was a thief when I was a kid.
So,
yeah.
So what?
You're not talking about an 8-year-old kid. Like,
no.
If you are, then we have a whole different discussion about why you're dating an 8-year-old.
No. Rebecca, that was just weird right there. That was like super weird.
Listen, I think
no, I'm just saying, like you guys are saying, so if somebody, so all right, so we got this age limit. So if you steal before you 10, you no longer a thief if you stop at 10.
No,
but,
we're not going age limit, but we're talking
no,
about
but a thief is
rational
someone
adults.
That it's a pattern. Like you keep stealing. Like this is like what you do. I'm like the mugger. That's your job. Like the mugger that's waiting at night and Rebecca don't
you
know
like,
why he's waiting there.
You like the pattern,
the
Burn?
Like that's the job. Like you're a thief.
Right.
So I mean you can't say to someone like you don't have to steal. Like I don't know why you're stealing. You don't have
I
to
mean,
do that.
I mean, but that don't mean they're gonna be like, you know what, Vern?
You're
no
right.
No one ever said that to me.
I'm gonna change my
I'm about
ways.
To put this back. Right.
Like I said, you guys are to me, you guys are prudes. It works for y'all, but I'm not gonna just you know, alienate somebody because you stole something.
We learned some things about V today, man. Yeah. He's a thief and a bully.
I didn't say if I saw. I didn't say if I seen her tomorrow, I wouldn't say hello and keep it moving. I ain't say I wouldn't say hello and keep it moving the next time I seen her in the street.
Nah,
after that, she just can't be my girlfriend. We can't be in a relationship.
That's what you do.
Yeah, we can't be in a relationship because like Rebecca said, like, what if later on you get even more comfortable. It's only 30 days in. Later on, a year from now, you get even more comfortable, and you go attempt to steal something even bigger than that lip gloss or that shirt that you saw at Target or something like that the first time in the first 30 days of our relationship. You go even bigger, and now I'm caught up in some mess because you stole something.
And one of the...
You're going to have the conversation beforehand, but everything's a what if.
One of the worst things that could happen to someone is, like, you steal from me.
Yeah.
I got you.
Like, dang, like.
But
me?
You ain't even let her steal from you. She probably wasn't never gonna steal from you.
I ain't taking that risk
because you don't set someone up with the opportunity to fail.
Yeah. Nah, I think I understand what y'all saying, but I think it's you know to the point where somebody is actually a true booster. I'm just saying some people take things for the thrill.
I ain't saying I ain't gonna buy some stolen stuff. But I
mean, well, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're a hypocrite.
Nah,
you know?
You just can't be my girlfriend.
I can't date you, but I'll rock with you.
Wait,
hold on.
DVDs,
hold on. Wait a minute.
Like, it depends.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean wait a minute.
No,
like,
you're okay.
I don't mean wait a minute like that, but because something just came to me. So, first of all, if you go in the store and she steals something, but you two are together, but you don't have nothing to do with it, they're going to let you go. Mm-hmm. If you receive stolen property, you just committed a crime just like she did.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Yeah, well, you're going to have the stolen property.
Why does he always look at me when he's making these points like I was the one arguing?
Well, you started it all. They're just following behind you.
No, they're not. Actually, Slay gave his opinion first.
I mean,
no, Ray.
Oh, no,
if,
Ray did. That's right.
I mean, if you're stealing something from a person, then I don't want it. But if you stealing from, like, Walmart, you know, the bank or somebody who done stole from everybody else anyway.
Like, Slay, stop it. All right.
Are you stealing from the government or whatever, then, hey. Like, I ain't opposed to buying, you know, some DVDs. So if you got a couple DVDs, see me after the show. Like, stuff like that. If you just pirating some music, you know, I'm down for that. But.
Yeah, you. I just can't.
But
like,
but
I,
if you stole somebody's grandma's favorite brooch, I don't want.
Yeah.
Yeah, like for me, it's not necessarily alienating her altogether. It's just I can't make you my girl. Like we can't be exclusively in a relationship, and you out here in these streets, and you like, oh, I like those. in my pocket.
It's alienating me.
Nah,
we can't do it.
I mean, trusting your partner is hard enough to do or as is.
And you steal it? I got to sleep with one eye open. That's a hard trick to accomplish.
I don't know, man. That's I guess.
We could be cool because, like I said, I might need it for something one day.
You're a hypocrite.
She can't be my girlfriend.
You're a hypocrite. She can't be your girlfriend, but I'll buy you stolen property.
She just can't be my girlfriend.
All right, man. What we got? We got 7 minutes. We might as well go ahead and do our shout-out so we can get out of here.
Yeah, shout out to Pop Blue once again and Ty for listening in.
Shout out to Ray for happy birthday to Ray.
Yeah,
Rebecca,
yeah,
today's Ray
birthday.
Tomorrow's Ray birthday.
Yeah, tomorrow.
I had no idea. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know. V didn't do a bad. I didn't get no drop. I ain't
I got
no,
the drop right there.
No music.
I'm
I ain't
saying,
get a tap
he
dance
acting like
a red carpet.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? He totally missed my birthday, too. I feel your pain.
Bullying you, V.
Yeah, that's it.
I really kind of feel
like
he's.
I see the pattern now.
I think he's bullying us, right?
I see the pattern.
Look, you see how fat? Look, Slay the jump ship. Look, you didn't agree with him all show, and he done jump ship.
Nah, I wasn't on the opposite side. I just wasn't dating the thief. V talk about getting his new bike. Now she steal his bike.
Nah. Y'all just go to the extreme with it. But look, I'm gonna do some little investigating, man, because y'all got skeletons, man. I don't care what y'all say. I don't care what you say.
You about to go run our names in the system.
I ain't gonna come up with no thief.
I ain't gonna call you no thief, but I'm just saying, you gotta give people the benefit of the doubt. Somebody might take time.
30 days in.
So what? I'd rather do it 30 days than 300. So what? You could just say you don't have to do that.
I hope she listen.
Yeah.
Definitely hope she listen, because I don't think she going to listen. She probably been doing this for a minute. Uh-huh. It's what she do. Every time she going to Target, she like, look, I got to go to my
Every
section.
Every time she going to Target, she see a Target.
Yep. It's going down Charlie Brown.
Ray, I do actually have a drop for you, so you could take that back. I was trying to get time so we can leave with that.
See, what had happened was, right, the thoughts and views.
You can blame me. I'm here.
That's Rebecca, right. I missed your birthday?
Yeah.
When?
Actually, I can't even bust yet because everyone did. I took it off of Facebook.
How was I supposed to know?
I know.
Yeah, she's supposed to get a thugger for that. You know?
It was just one of those things. But it was really fun to say and watch you kind of be like,
Nah. I mean, but I'm not the only one on the show. That means all three of us missed your birthday.
The thoughts and
that, that would make all three of us.
I only blame you.
Okay. Rebecca, go ahead and give out like the website and the number and everything.
The website is www.cagcny.org. We're part of Community Action of Greene County. And the Columbia Greene Domestic Violence 24-Hour Hotline is 518-943-9211.